would, could you say something like straight there? It mean the same thing?
Sometimes, yeah, they would say straight. Mm-hmm. If somebody would ask them, you know, mm-hmm. how do you want your coffee, they might say straight.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might say black. Or...
You ever heard anybody call it barefooted? It means the same thing?
No, I haven't.
Heard that? Say if you like milk in your coffee, you'd say that you drink your coffee how you drink it. You'd say I'd like
light it. Or with cream.
Or maybe if you were going to use the word milk there instead of cream like you did, you'd say not with cream but
with milk.
Or on the other hand, if you didn't want it, didn't want milk in it, you wouldn't say with milk, but you'd say.
You'd say without milk.
Or say, if somebody is not going away from you, you say he's coming right.
Toward.
Or say somebody that you know that you happened to meet, you weren't looking for him. You might say, well, I wasn't looking for so-and-so, I just sort of ran.
Into.
Mm-hmm. Or say if a child is given the same name that his father has, you say that the parents named the child
after.
We're talking about a few animals. This animal that barks, you just call that a
dog.
What about the type of dog that's not a pure breed? You know, it's a kind of a
mutt.
Just call that a mutt. Have you ever heard that call anything?
Heinz 57.
Heinz 57. Kind of a mixture. What about a mongrel?
I was thinking of that, but really not that much, you know.
Mongrel dog or cur dog, you ever hear that?
No. Mongrel even more than cur, but mostly they just say mutt.
I see. Well, if you had a dog and you wanted them to attack or get after another dog, you tell them to do what?
Sick.
You just say, what would you say to the dog? You'd say?
Sick him.
Sick. Or, talking about dogs, if you're warning somebody about a dog, you might say something like, well, you better watch him, he might
bite.
And the past form of that would be yesterday he
bit.
And he's
bit.
Talking about animals, the male animal in a herd of cattle, you call him
the bull.
You know, I don't know, it probably doesn't apply today, but they used to, if you were in mixed company and that topic came up, would the person be likely to say something besides bull if there were ladies present?
No.
That you know of? Have you ever heard things like, you know, male cow? That type of thing.
No.
Try to get around. So you
they just say bull.
Or used to, before you had you know, tractors to do the plowing, people would plow with animals. Usually what type of animal would be used?
Mule.
Was anything besides mules that were ever used for?
Sometimes horses, but not that often.
What about these things, these great big things that look like bulls?
No, very few oxen.
Yeah. If you had two of those together, say mules, you'd say you had a...
Two ox team.
A two ox team, yeah, I see. And the animal that the farmer keeps for milk, he calls that a...
Cow.
Yeah, and the little one would be a...
Calf.
Do you make a distinction according to sex, male and female? Is there anything that you would call a...
Sometimes call female calf heifer, but
heifer.
Not always.
Any particular term for male?
No, just calf.
What about this expression? Say if you had a cow named Daisy and Daisy was about to, was expecting a calf, you'd say Daisy's going to...
Calf.
Going to calf, yeah. What about something like, you ever hear people say, she's going to freshen or come fresh?
I've heard that, but not that often.
Let's see. Well, talking about animals, what about the male horse? What would you call him?
Be stud.
Stud. Anything besides that?